Accumulation Friday, highs in the upper 20s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
What's the Buzz, which is all your local news, is brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, expanding to serve you with three new rapid care locations and a newly expanded emergency department. All right, it's Buzz time. What are people talking about in the Valley? 1170 WWVA. I'm going to start in Jefferson County with a murder-suicide that happened a couple of days ago. The shooter here is Terry Miller, 67 years of age. The victim, a miser who was 69. He was the assistant fire chief in Jewett. So here's the backstory. And this is a heinous crime. This is awful, what I'm about to tell you. Terry Miller, the shooter, dated a woman about 4 years ago. Well, about 9 months ago, she started dating this miser gentleman. Apparently, that bothered Terry Miller to the point that he decided to kill her new boyfriend, miser. He calls his stepson and says, I'm going to go kill this miser guy. The stepson immediately calls the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. They immediately dispatch deputies to the girlfriend's house. But it was already over. It was too late. Terry Miller shot miser 6 times. Then he turned the gun on himself and killed himself. And he made the ex-girlfriend watch all of it. Terry Miller told his ex-girlfriend, I should kill you, but instead I'm going to make you watch everything. And she had to sit there and watch him shoot her boyfriend 6 times. He shot him 3 times, and miser still tried to get up and wrestle the gun from Terry Miller. Shot him again a 4th time, knocked him to the floor, stood over him, and basically said, why don't you die? And then finished him off with 2 more before turning the gun on himself. Unbelievable. Now, Terry Miller had spent time in prison before. I think it was back in 1984. He was sentenced to 7 to 25 years for trafficking drugs. He did time. But according to the individuals that I spoke to, nobody saw this coming. Nobody. The premeditation here, sick. I mean, he was a sick human being. To think about doing this, to call up your stepson and tell him you're going to do this, and then to make this woman watch what you're doing, I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. All right, let's jump over to Marshall County, Glendale specifically, because you've got negotiations that are going nowhere between the union and TechnoCap. Now, this is a company that employs close to 100 people, local individuals. TechnoCap develops, manufactures highly functional, reliable metal closures, aluminum aerosol cans, bottles, enabling customers to build their brands, protect the integrity of their products, guarantee the safety of consumers. Like, you know, the tops on jars, the rings, things like that. Very important stuff, vital stuff that you use every day and probably don't even know it. So just to bring you up to speed on what's going on here. The company, TechnoCap, is owned by a company out of Italy. They've been owned by a lot of different companies, but from what I'm understanding, this company out of Italy has owned them since 2006, and every year has gotten worse as far as company-employee relations. They've been involved in a bitter labor battle since 2018. Now, you're talking about USW Local 152, you got about 90 employees who belong to the union, 6 or 7 who are non-union, who work here. And they've had a bitter labor battle since 2018. The company illegally locked them out of the plant, wouldn't let them work, but the employees who did not belong to the union, did not pay dues, were allowed to work. Last year, they removed money from their health insurance reimbursement account without telling them. I mean, there's been some things done here that have not been on the up and up. And when they've been called out on it, I mean, these things have been deemed to be illegal by the National Labor Relations Board. When they were locked out in 2018, that was deemed illegal by the NLRB, and they won that in court. When the company took money out of their HRA account and didn't tell them, employees began getting medical bills. That's how they found out. That was also deemed to be illegal by the NLRB. In January, the company changed their health insurance to a 70-30 plan without negotiating in good faith over it. And yet the individuals, as a part of this union, still work 12-hour days every day. And I asked somebody close to the situation, I said, why not strike? And their response was direct and moving. And they said, because it wouldn't be the right thing to do during a pandemic. People rely on us for what we produce, and we feel it just wouldn't be right. I mean, I think that's very, very commendable. The contract ran out in September of 2019. They have been unsuccessful at the bargaining table since 2019. And from what I'm gathering, the company has pretty much approached bargaining as a take it or leave it kind of fashion. Those in the union believe that the company is just trying to bust the union. That's what they feel is going on here. And as I said, they continue to go to work. 12-hour days, working their tails off. And I know they're currently negotiating now, and I will continue to give you an update on this story as I get information. All right, this piece of buzz is really interesting. This entails Brook County, Harrison County, Marshall County. I mean, a lot of different places. And this is really what this buzz segment is, because I hear different things and I try to find out what's on the up and up for you. And this is what I'm hearing. And this is coming from a really, really good source. Follow me here. Gemma Power is a company based out of Connecticut. They are currently building a powerhouse in Baysville. I am hearing from a very reliable source that they are also going to start a powerhouse in Caddis the third quarter of 2021. The same company is going to be building it, Gemma Power. But the individual I talked to said he also heard that Gemma Power is going to build a powerhouse in Brook County. And they're actually going to start that one before the Caddis one. Now, this source told me he heard the Brook County powerhouse was dead in the water, but he talked to somebody the other day and they said, don't believe that for a second. Then he heard that a coal baron from West Virginia is going to build a powerhouse in Moundsville. Now, this was supposed to go like 7 years ago. Never happened. But now they're saying they have somebody to finance it. So I know that's a lot to follow. That's a lot to digest. I've got my feelers out. I'm checking on all of this. But that's exactly what I'm hearing as of right now. Baysville Powerhouse, Caddis Powerhouse, Brook County Powerhouse, Moundsville Powerhouse, Gemma Power. I'm going to keep digging into this for you. And oh, by the way, I almost hate to tell you this because, I mean, I think I'm 0 for 5. But you know what? Everybody's 0 for 5. As far as the cracker plant in Dilley's Bottom, that area, I'm being told once again that a plant announcement will come in August. Take it for what you want. Again, I'm 0 for 4 on this one. But there's been a lot of different variables out there, and I don't know which way it's going to go, if they're going to build it or not. I'm just saying the latest I'm hearing is that there's going to be a cracker plant announcement in August. And listen, when I tell you this, I'm 0 for 4 based on really credible sources. So if guys in the know are wrong about this, it gives you an idea of what's going on behind the scenes and all the different stuff that's swirling around with this cracker plant. But I'll try to keep on top of it for you. All right, let's jump back over to Jefferson County, Dillonville, Route 150. I don't know if you saw it, but a portion of the road closed after a huge tree fell overnight on power and phone lines. I mean, if you take a look at the pictures and the video on TOV9's website, this is a big, big tree. And I'll tell you what, the other night when we got that ice, I got up in the morning to come into the radio show. It was probably 4 a.m. in the morning. And I'm standing in the kitchen, and all I hear is cracking, just cracking. And I'm thinking, what the hell is that? And I opened the door, and I went outside, and it was all the ice on the tree limbs around the house just cracking under the weight of that ice. And I'll tell you what, it was eerie. I mean, big time eerie. So when I saw this video, it reminded me of what I saw the other day. Three telephone poles snapped off, but power's not out in the area, which is a good thing. The tree narrowly missed a home, but if you could take a look at that footage, I mean, this thing looks like a huge pine tree, which if you think about it, all that ice collecting on the needles, the limbs, I mean, the weight of that's got to be immense. And I wanted to give a goodbye right now to my buddy Bob Ralston, who passed away the other day, I believe at the age of 71. I was talking to you before Christmas about a buddy of mine who had so much sports memorabilia that, first of all, it was crazy how much he had. And second of all, I was going broke from stopping over to his place and buying all this stuff. Well, he passed away the other day, and he just just a great guy and somebody who loved collecting sports memorabilia, baseball cards as much as I did. I mean, talking to him about this stuff, looking at the stuff, was really one of the highlights that I have experienced in the last couple of years. So Bobby will be missed. What's the Buzz was brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, where you don't have to wait hours to be seen by board-certified emergency medical physicians in a newly expanded ER.
Try Domino's Carside Delivery next time you carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, and we'll conveniently carry out your order to your car contact-free. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Rest availability varies by size. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. My man Daryl at the Longhorns Head to Tail store near Barnesville wants me to let you know he's offering a bulk value box for a reduced price of $199. This contains a mix of steaks, grind, and several beef cuts, all vacuum-wrapped for long-term safe storage. I'm talking lean beef, no waste, not imported from some unknown country, all USDA or Ohio State inspected. Open 10 to 5, closed on the Lord's Day. So head to the Longhorns Head to Tail store located on the Dickinson Cattle Company Ranch near Barnesville, Ohio.
Enter the world of Tomorrow's Monsters, a scripted podcast starring Golden Globe nominee John Boyega and Emmy winner Darren Criss. In this sci-fi thriller podcast, a shadowy corporation seeks to enhance human evolution by eliminating the need for sleep.
What are the repercussions when we give corporations direct access to our brains? At what point are we no longer just consumers? At what point do we become their product?
Listen to Tomorrow's Monsters on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A&B Kia has the answer to your winter blues. During our all-wheel drive sales event, it's your choice to save on one of over 200 pre-owned all-wheel drive cars, SUVs, and crossovers. Trucks. You want them, and we've got them in one half, three quarter, and one ton.
In both gas and diesel.
Credit problems are never a problem. A&B has always been and will continue to be the Valley's financing leader with the ability to say yes when the other dealers, banks, and credit unions have said no. Apply in person or online by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy with an answer within the hour. Always shop in comfort in the Valley's only total indoor showroom where it's 70 degrees all the time. The all-wheel drive sales event is going on now and only at A&B Kia. A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. The all-wheel drive sales event is going on now.
This is the McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Your identity is precious. Never give out your social security number to a caller.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's another home comfort tip from Kelly Loudon of Rumor Loudon Incorporated.
We often get questions about just how not keeping up with filter maintenance can adversely affect your heating and cooling system, so I'll try to explain what happens. Your ductwork are like the lungs of your home. The return air duct, sometimes called cold air, draws air to the furnace to be conditioned, for instance, heated, humidified, or have the heat and humidity removed for cooling, and then the air is expelled through supply ducts. If a filter is not changed, it becomes increasingly full of dirt and dust. It's like trying to breathe through a straw. The effort and process of breathing in and out becomes more difficult, labored, and inefficient. As a result, energy costs increase as the system keeps trying to condition the air to satisfy the thermostat setting, but it can't. As well, controls within the furnace and air conditioner are stressed and can fail. If keeping up with maintenance is hard to remember to do, we can set up a maintenance agreement where we automatically check your system twice a year. Check out RumorLoudon.com or call the Barnesville or St. Clairsville office for more home comfort information.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Wheeling Tire repairs brakes. More info online at wheelingtire.com.
A grand in your hand.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Winner.
After winner.
Yeah, baby.
After winner.
I'm ecstatic about winning $1,000.
You could be next.
I actually won. That's crazy.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling. Bloom Daddy.
Well, if you're keeping track at home, the world's longest hockey game just ended after 252 hours in Canada. Do you want to know the score? Otis, you want to know the score of this thing?
1-0.
2,649 to 2,528. That's Team right. Cure beat Team Hope. This was a fundraiser. The game raised more than $1.4 million to fund cancer research at the University of Alberta. This was in Canada. It started February 4th. 252 hours later, you have an end. And a lot of money raised for a great cause.
250. Was it consecutive?
Yes. Good. 252 consecutive hours. Good they played Lord. Hockey. That's a Guinness World Record. They're having them check it out right now. Tim Tebow, former Heisman Trophy winner, calling it quits on baseball. He's 33 years of age. He signed with the Mets in September of 2016. He had not played organized baseball since high school. When he first did this, I talked about it, and I said, you know, the odds of him making it in the major leagues, 1 in a million. Baseball is a sport that you've got to play. You have to play it. If you're an athlete, you can walk on a football field after not playing it for 2 or 3 years, be perfectly fine. I think the same thing, basketball a little bit tougher. Baseball is a sport you've got to continually refine your skills. I'll give him credit, though. He made it to AAA, and he had some moments. But he ended up batting .223, 18 home runs, 48 doubles, 5 stolen bases in 287 games. Not real good, but he did make his way to AAA. That's the highest minor league rung in 2019. In the NFL, he made 16 starts in 3 seasons. Back in 2011, of course, that big win over the Steelers in the playoffs. Since 2014, he's also worked as a college football analyst for the SEC Network, occasionally ESPN. Tim Tebow is an incredibly talented guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's going to make money no matter what he's doing. He'll be an analyst and stuff like that. Again, I commend him for giving it a shot. I mean, if that's your lifelong dream, but the odds were way stacked against him.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, you have a handful of people that can do that. I mean, I think, like, could Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray possibly, or Mahomes?
Well, transfer? Because they played in college, too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but they've also been away from the game for a while.
Yeah.
But I think with some reps and maybe a year's worth of work, they could do it.
But they have 3 to 4 years more after high school. I mean, he had not played since high school, and I think his junior year in high school, sophomore. Mm-hmm. So he had very little background. I'll go back to this. I'm thinking this was 4 or 5 years ago. I was a participant in Antonio Brown's charity event at the Washington Wild Things Stadium in Washington, PA. And it was a charity softball home run hitting contest, which, by the way, I won. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
Did I tell you that?
No.
Okay, well, I did. But anyway, Ryan Shazier, at the time, I think it was his second year with the Steelers. This guy's on the verge of being an all-pro. I watched him swing and miss 32 consecutive times at a softball coming in. He couldn't hit it. Now, you're talking about a great athlete who's one of the best linebackers in the NFL who couldn't hit a softball being pitched underhand.
And well, there's baseball players that can't hit a softball. It's different.
It goes back to skill set, and it goes back to I've seen great athletes walk onto a baseball field and look like they are not athletic at all. It's just a different skill set. And if you haven't done it since high school, it's going to be tough, really tough. Speaking of football, Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert not committing to bringing Ben Roethlisberger back for 2021. Now, as you know, there's been a back and forth here. The Steelers have made it clear that they won't bring him back without a restructured contract. Big Ben has said he's willing to redo his deal. But Colbert said the other day during a radio interview, he said, as we sit here today, Ben is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He reiterated to us that he wants to continue to play. We told him we have to look at the current situation. Didn't close the door on Big Ben returning, but also he didn't open it up either. Now, under his current contract, Roethlisberger has a massive $41.25 million cap hit for the 2021 season. Steelers are about $30 million over the cap. Now, I'm thinking you're going to get a decision before March 19th because if he's still on the team under his current contract, I think he gets a $15 million roster bonus. What do you think the Steelers should do here? I mean, there's no backup. As far Mason Rudolph is not the answer.
No.
He's not the answer. I don't know if there's an answer in the draft where they're picking.
Well, here's the other thing. I don't know if you can keep Big Ben. I don't know how you let him go when you don't have a backup plan.
Right. I mean, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, too. If we're being totally objective in being real here, this is a guy who's played diminished toward the end of the season, but he had no running game at all. The defense kind of went in a crapper, too. Yet the Steelers still finished 12-4 and made the playoffs. Basically on his arm and his arm alone during most of the season. Is he not getting enough credit for what the Steelers accomplished? Everybody's saying, oh, he looked old, he did this, he did that. But without him, there's no way they make the playoffs.
Well, here's the other thing. What's the most criticized position in football? It's quarterback. And no matter whether you're I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes, who's great. Look at Aaron Rodgers, who's great. These guys get criticized because they can't finish or they can't do this or they can't do that. So, I mean, does Big Ben deserve some of the criticism? Absolutely. Is some of it undeserved? Absolutely. His age and his health would put up a big question mark for me.
Here's my thing. If I had somebody waiting in the wings, like the Packers had with Aaron Rodgers, who sat there for three or four seasons behind Brett Favre, I'm pulling the trigger and I'm saying, Ben, love you. Great time in Pittsburgh. Time to move on. But they don't. That's the reality of it. They don't. I threw this on Bloom Daddy on Facebook. I said, do you still want Big Ben? Perry saying, he has said money's not a problem as long as he can keep players around him and get the team better. He's earned another year, but at a low cost and only one more regardless. William, I'm grateful for everything Ben has done. Unfortunately, he should have retired after his last contract. The only way I would keep him is if he restructures his contract like Bettis did. Play for league minimum to free up money. Rip. Yep, others on here want him gone. It's just business, those sort of comments. Whose business? Yours? Not your business. You're not paying him. Ben went 12-4, no running game and a weak offensive line. It all fell on his arm, 12-4. That's hard to argue with. I mean, Rip's making a very valid point.
Yes.
Offensive line wasn't the greatest either. So, and he still pretty much got the job done. Tony, the guy wants to retire a Steeler. Let him. He's still got a little left in the tank. Give him a couple more weapons, he'll be fine. I'm not a Big Ben fan because he has beat up my Browns for so many years, but I respect the man, and he is a Hall of Famer. If you want to comment, it's Bloom Daddy on Facebook.
And I don't like the comment that the guy said about, you know, like, do what Jerome Bettis did. And you don't necessarily have to play for the league minimum, but, I mean, take Ben's money.
Yeah.
Take it in bonuses, you know, to where it doesn't affect the salary cap. Do all that fun stuff. And just, does he deserve another year? I don't know if he deserves it, but, I mean, I think... Yeah, deserves a big word.
It deserve is a big word. Let's go to Hollywood. Your big news, Paris Hilton engaged to venture capitalist Carter Ream, who obviously hates his penis, because if you're with Paris Hilton, you just don't respect
it. What a cheapo. Skank. He proposed to her on her birthday.
Yeah. Thursday tirade coming up at 7:35. Three topics today. Topic number one, snow. Topic number two, it's a guest tirade by none other than Otis, what's your topic today?
Lefties.
Lefties. In topic number three, breast milk. Those are your three. It's a serious topic. I'm not kidding you. Well,
not with
serious.
You.
No, well, I take a serious topic.
Come on.
And I put my spin on it. Thursday tirade coming your way at 7:35. Top headlines are coming up next, including the passing of a radio legend, Rush Limbaugh.
Radio.